All right, so today we're really diving deep into .NET 8,
Okay.
specifically how it handles API keys now.
All right.
Have you ever gotten that feeling like you're playing whack-a-mole,
Oh, yeah.
trying to keep your API secure?
Absolutely. It's a never-ending battle.
Tell me about it. But .NET 8 is bringing some serious firepower with this new API key system. We're
Yeah.
talking like Fort Knox level security, but with the finesse of a Swiss watch.
Right.
We're working from some notes by Demis Bilotti,
Okay.
who really breaks down this new system in his document, using API keys to secure .NET 8 APIs.
He goes deep.
Yeah, he does not hold back. So before we go full on geek here,
Yeah.
let's make sure we're all on the same page.
Okay.
Think of an API key as like your backstage pass to an exclusive concert.
Yeah.
In this case, it's your application's data. But in the past, these passes sometimes got you into the whole show when you really only needed access to the snack bar, you know?
Right. Right.
Exactly.
.NET 8 changes all that.
Yeah, before .NET, I mean, managing API keys in .NET, it felt a bit like trying to herd cats.
Oh, yeah.
But now we're talking laser focused.
It's a game changer. And it all starts with this idea of
Yeah.
decoupling API keys from actual users.
And what's fascinating here is that it's not just about applications talking to each other,
Right.
although that's a huge part of it.
Okay.
This decoupling fundamentally changes the security game, even when you do have users involved.
Hold on. Let's unpack that a bit.
Okay.
We're talking of situations where you need a machine, like another application, to access your API
Right.
before you'd practically have to create like a dummy user account.
Just to generate an API key, which
Right.
was a security headache just waiting to happen.
It was clunky,
Yeah.
but .NET 8 just throws that whole mess out the
Yeah.
window. Now you can spin up an API key specifically for machine-to-machine communication,
Nice.
completely separate from any user accounts.
Oh, I like it.
No more phantom users lurking in your system.
That right there is a win for security and sanity. But
Absolutely.
.NET 8 doesn't stop there.
It keeps going.
It goes a step further with this concept of scopes.
Yes.
It's like having different levels of backstage passes.
Yeah.
Instead of just that one all-access pass,
Yeah.
you might have one that only lets you grab a soda
Right?
and another one that gets you into the VIP lounge.
Precisely. Want an API key that can only read data?
Yeah.
No problem. Create a read-only scope. You need to give a third-party app very limited access.
Yeah.
Set up a specific scope for just those actions. This granular control is where the real magic happens.
That's really cool.
It is.
So the key takeaway here, and it's a big one, is
Yeah.
that scopes give you incredible control over what each API key can actually do.
Exactly.
No more all or nothing.
It's true.
And get this,
Okay.
you can even combine scopes for like super specific access.
Wow.
Like having different keys for different rooms in your house.
I like that analogy.
Pretty neat, right?
It is very cool. It's like finally having the right tool for the job. And speaking of tools, .NET 8 takes this whole API key thing even further with features. Think of them like little sticky notes that you can add to those backstage passes,
I love
a way to categorize them or give them like special instructions.
So instead of just VIP or general admission, we can get like super specific with it.
Exactly.
I love how this is all about making things easier, but without sacrificing security.
Right. Let's say you're building an app with a subscription model, you know,
Yeah.
different tiers, all that jazz.
Yeah.
You could create a feature called Premium
Okay.
and just slap it onto the API keys of your paying customers.
Oh, nice.
It's not just about controlling access.
Right.
It's about managing your whole ecosystem more efficiently.
Okay. Now that is clever.
Yeah.
You can track their usage, maybe offer them higher rate limits.
Exactly.
And the best part is you're not limited to just one feature per key.
Right.
It's like building a custom security profile for every single one. So for those listening who might be thinking, this sounds amazing, but I'm going to need a PhD in cryptography to set this up.
Right.
Fear not.
Yeah, Demis actually addresses this in the document.
Okay.
And what's really cool is that .NET 8 comes loaded with tools that make managing all of this surprisingly straightforward.
It's like they knew we'd need an extra shot of espresso to handle all this power.
Right.
They weren't kidding about that whole developer-friendly thing. For
Exactly.
starters, they've got this API Explorer
Yeah.
that's like having X-ray vision for your API.
Right.
It actually shows you which APIs require keys,
Huh.
what scopes are needed for access.
It does.
Talk about taking out the guesswork.
It's a huge time saver.
Totally.
And then there's the admin UI,
Oh, yeah.
which is basically mission control for your ATI keys.
Yeah.
You can revoke keys, set expirations, manage scopes and features,
Yeah.
all from one central location.
It's like having a personal assistant for your API security.
Totally.
No more digging through config files or writing custom scripts.
Nope.
But let's circle back to something you touched on earlier.
Yeah.
This idea that separating API keys from users,
yes,
has implications far beyond just machines talking to each other.
Absolutely. And this is where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Imagine this. You're building an application where users can generate API keys.
Okay.
For third-party integrations.
Yeah.
Think about all those apps that connect to your social media or your email.
Yeah.
Traditionally, those keys often just inherited the permissions of the user who created them.
Yeah.
Which was a potential security nightmare just waiting to happen.
Oh, I've been there.
Right.
One misplaced key and suddenly some random app has access to your entire digital life.
Exactly.
Not cool.
But with this new approach in .NET 8, you can define very precise scopes for those user-generated API keys.
Okay.
Even if the user themselves has much higher privileges.
Wow.
It's like giving someone a key to your house,
okay,
but specifying which rooms they can actually enter.
So even if I as a user have full access to my account, I can still generate an API key that only lets a third-party app, say, read my public profile information.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
You got it. No more handing over the keys to the kingdom just because you want to use a cool new calendar app.
Okay.
This level of control is a game changer for both developers and users.
Yeah.
It's all about building trust. You know, knowing that you're only granting access to what's absolutely necessary.
Trust and transparency music to my ears. But, you know, with all this talk about fine grain control and laser focus, it makes you wonder, does this incredible power come with any trade-offs?
Right.
Like, are we at risk of making things so complex that it scares off developers who aren't already like security gurus?
That's a valid concern. We've all seen those systems where security is so tight that it feels like you need a secret handshake and a decoder ring just to log in.
Right.
But I think the beauty of .NET 8's approach is that it gives you the tools to be as granular as you need to be without forcing you into complexity from the get-go.
Right.
It's all about finding that sweet spot between security and usability.
Right. It's not about building Fort Knox every time.
Exactly.
It's about having the right tools for the job, whether you're securing a garden shed or a nuclear launch code.
Exactly.
Speaking of having the right tools, Demis also talks about how this new API key system isn't just a security win.
Right.
It could fundamentally change how we think about API design in general.
Absolutely. Think about it. When you have this level of control over who can access what, it opens up a whole new world of possibilities for building more specialized, more modular APIs.
Okay. I'm intrigued. Give me the elevator pitch.
Okay.
How could this change the API game?
Imagine a world where instead of these massive monolithic APIs that try to do everything, we start to see an explosion of smaller, more focused APIs.
Yeah.
Each one dedicated to a very specific task or data set.
So instead of one giant Swiss Army knife, you've got a whole set of perfectly crafted tools.
Yeah.
Each one designed for a specific purpose.
Exactly. And because we can now control access with such precision, using scopes and features, these smaller, more specialized APIs can be incredibly secure without adding layers of complexity.
Okay.
This could be huge, especially for microservice architectures where you've got all these different services talking to each other.
We're talking about a whole ecosystem of interconnected APIs, each one with its own set of finely tuned permissions working together like a well-oiled machine.
And the best part is this isn't just some far-off futuristic vision.
Okay.
.NET 8 is laying the groundwork for this kind of granular, secure, API-driven future right now. It's an exciting time to be a developer.
It sounds like .NET 8 is putting the power back in the hands of developers.
It is.
Giving them the tools and the flexibility to build the next generation of secure and innovative applications.
I agree.
So for our listeners out there, if you're as excited about the future of .NET APIs as we are, we highly recommend checking out Demis Bilotti's full document.
Absolutely.
It's a treasure trove of insights and really insightful stuff.
And remember, whether you're building for the web, mobile, or anything in between, security should always be top of mind.
Yes.
.NET 8 is giving you the tools.
It is.
Now it's up to you to use them wisely.
Well said. And on that note, we are wrapping up this deep dive into the world of .NET 8 API keys.
It was a good one.
We hope you learned a thing or two and maybe even got a little bit inspired to level up your own API security game. Until next time, happy coding.